the proprietor of Twist and Shout, Paul Epstein. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming back to KUVO. It's been a while.
It has. Thank you for having me again. I'm really happy to be here.
And Twist and Shout It is an award-winning independent music store that has always carried vinyl, even before the resurgence of records and vinyls, starting a couple years ago, and they have a great wide collection of just about every musical genre in the store, as well as memorabilia, collectibles, and so much more, and a very fine selection of books dealing with music, biographies of artists, as well as many other subjects. And Paul, since day one of the annual record store celebration, you have participated, and this is the 10th anniversary, and this year seems to be a very exciting year for the annual record store celebration across the country. Tell us a little bit about it and your plans for this Saturday coming up.
Yeah, well, it's been a great experience to be involved with Record Store Day, and it has in a lot of ways kind of paralleled the overall growth, rebirth of vinyl, which has been, as you mentioned, just an amazing thing to watch. As you said, this is the 10th annual Record Store Day, and it also, we have, our anniversary date is in April, and we've just, over the last couple of years, we just decided to make it Record Store Day, so it's our 29th anniversary too in business in Denver. So it's a really special thing, and when you combine it with that explosive growth of vinyl that we've seen, and Record Store Day, just in case folks don't know, is primarily a vinyl release day. It is a day in which all the labels, big and small, participate to create releases that are exclusive to that day only, things that are made in very small numbers of either things that are hard to find or have been out of print for a while or are just desirable to every different type of collector, and including jazz and blues collectors too, which would be of interest to our listeners. And on that day, all these labels make a small run of records. And all the independent, and this is a very important part, independent stores only get to purchase them and sell them. And it started 10 years ago as a very, very small and kind of under the radar thing with, I remember that first year there was, 10 or 20 releases maybe. This year I'm holding a list here of, 15 pages of releases.
Oh, my.
It's hundreds and hundreds of records by every kind of artist imaginable at every price point to every kind of consumer.
And some of those releases, I imagine, are on the superior 180-gram pressing of the vinyl that ensures when you have a very good playback system that the sound is better than any CD.
Well, as we've seen in this last decade, you mentioned that there's been this rebirth, and it hasn't been just a couple years. It's been longer than Record Store Day. It's probably been going on for almost 15 years now, this rebirth. But Record Store Day has been going on for 10 years. And yes, what they do is they throw every important innovation and or long-lasting technique for making better vinyl at these releases. So they're heavy vinyl, they're rare sessions, they're on, tip-on, numbered, high-gloss covers. It's all just beautiful, interesting stuff, picture discs, just all kinds of things that make collectors go nuts.
I see. And I read, and perhaps you can confirm it, that in 2016, vinyl actually outsold CDs for the first time in tons of years.
It did, and that is, it's illustrative of two things. I mean, business has been great for us in the last few years, and I'm thrilled. But the overall downturn of physical music is a real thing. And the fact that vinyl is outselling CDs is both an indication of how popular vinyl is, but also how CDs have fallen at some level. So it's a good news, bad news thing. But I certainly on Record Store Day, it's a good news thing for us. And overall, trend-wise, it's been a great thing for us. I'm having the best business years of my life, literally, in 29 years. So it's been great for us. But we never got out of vinyl completely.
Never. That's true. Your commitment was always there.
We always did it, and it didn't take me by surprise when this happened.
And also, I noticed in the same article that I read about vinyl outselling CDs is that it tends to be older demographics buying CDs and younger demos buying the vinyl. You would think it would be the reverse.
It's interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. It is both, though. I mean, we see both guys in our general age group who still have their turntables and are like, oh, wow, they're making records again. This is great. I'm going to pick up a really nice copy of my favorite records. But a big part of it is young people who have lived through an entire generation and a half of digital delivery. And I believe, I'm not positive since I'm not one of them, but from what I can observe, it seems as though they are starting to recognize that they have nothing, that the things they have are ephemeral, like smoke, that downloads are, it's music, it is something, but you don't have anything. There's nothing to give to your kids. There's nothing to pass on. There's nothing to hold while you're listening to the music. And it's a very different experience than that we had growing up listening to music. And it was such an enormously social and physical part of our lives, the being in record stores, the owning of records, the passing around and sharing and loaning. That was a huge thing for me, was loaning records.
Of course.
My friends and I would, have you heard this cool record, man? Check it out. And oh, you got to hear this one. And that started to disappear from our society. And that is a very real social transmission going on there. It's not just loaning somebody a slab of plastic. There's all sorts of, cultural and intellectual and emotional stuff that goes with it. And that's a huge loss, and people are starting to recognize that. And I believe that's one of the reasons they're coming back to it.
And I've had a lot of, younger folks tell me that another thing that they have discovered about vinyl is that they get the full range of music, not just the mid-range, because, downloaded music tends to eliminate the high and low range of music. You tend to get mostly mid. You listen to a record, you get the full spectrum.
Such an important point. And what happened with CDs, and I love CDs. I'm a big believer in CDs. I like them. I love vinyl. It's my first love, and it's still my love. But CDs are great, too. But what happened is they changed the way they mastered stuff for CDs, and it fooled a couple generations of people. They were so much louder and so much brighter, it made you think the sound was better. Volume is not better. It does not address what you just said of that spectrum of sound, the mid-range, the highs, the lows, and beautiful music, classical music, jazz, world music, things that really are based in dynamics and performance and are not just about a repeated hook or something, but are really about dynamics between musicians. That spectrum of sound is enormously important to the appreciation of that music. And the loss of that spectrum of sound is one of the reasons that, not only sales went down, but people started losing interest in music. And that's a terrible development for culture. Yeah. I mean, we cannot lose interest. That's my biggest fear about the internet, is it reductive, that it reduces things to the level that we no longer care about them. That art is just, the Mona Lisa is just a tiny little picture online instead of this magnificent thing that when you stand in front of it, it takes your breath away. That's my fear about digital life.
As is for many of us. Our in-studio guest this afternoon is the president of Twist and Shout Records. They're located on East Colfax and Columbine, and they're across street from East High School. This Saturday is the 10th annual Record Store Day. It's a celebration. and they'll have lots of vinyls being released only on Record Store Day. And perhaps, Paul, you can share some of the, some, I know it's an extensive list, we can't go down the whole list, but perhaps you can point out a few what you think are some of the standouts in jazz and blues releases.
Yeah, I've highlighted a few things that might be of interest to our listeners here today. There's an Art Pepper quartet piece. There is a Bill Evans Hilversum Concert LP. That's a highly desirable piece. There's a Dexter Gordon Walk the Blues 180 gram clear vinyl piece. There's a Buddy Guy Sick with Love piece. Sun House Live at Oberlin College. A Robert Johnson Complete Recordings. You know, nothing new under the sun there, but it's been really hard to get those. So it's really nice to have a new package of Robert Johnson. Meredith Monk and Thelonious Monk piece. Wes Montgomery, Moondog, rare Moondog piece that a lot of people are excited about. Benny Moray, Jaco Pastorius.
There's a Benny Moray one?
Yes. Wow, I'm impressed. Yes, El Bárbaro del Ritmo.
That's an outstanding recording by one of the all-time great singers of Cuba, and he had a fantastic big band that he would direct, similar to James Brown, by gestures, because he didn't know music. If he'd move his shoulder one way or said or this, that was a direction for the band. Wow, I'm very impressed with that.
Great piece. It's Mexico and Cuba recordings from 1947 to 1962.
Some of those include the Pérez Prado Orchestra behind them in the early days. Wow, I'm impressed.
Yes, a live Jaco Pastorius piece from New York in 1982 when he was still playing strong. Bunch of compilations on soul jazz records. So, you know, a couple Sun Ra pieces.
Is there a Louis Armstrong in that collection?
I don't think there is a Louis piece this year, but plenty of things, plenty of exciting things. And obviously hundreds of other items, hundreds of rock and roll and dance music and hip hop and every genre of music being represented.
Wow, very good. And, of course, maybe not on this Saturday because it's going to have a crowd. I know you have people waiting for the doors to open.
Yeah, let me just say a word about that.
Please
folks.
Do.
It is. We will open at 8 a.m. There will be an enormous line of people waiting to get in. It has grown every year, and it is a big deal. It's a big deal, and a lot of people wait out, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody's in a great mood. But if you are afraid of crowds or lines, this may not be your event.
It's kind of like instead of Black Friday, it's kind of like a Black Licorice Saturday. Yeah, Black Licorice, an old school term licorice for records.
Licorice pizzas, they used to call them.
That's right. Wow, Paul, this is fantastic. Again, thank you so much for coming down. And Saturday is not the day, but the other times throughout the years, you can go in, they buy and trade your collections as long as they're in good condition and it's stuff that people are looking for. They will work with you in purchasing your collections as well as trading them in. So it's something that's good. And if you are a KUVO member, they offer discounts to KUVO members as well. Just flash your KUVO card. And, Paul, you've been doing that since day one, and we thank you so very much. And I say that on behalf of our listeners.
Well, the relationship between Twist and Shout and KUVO and its listeners is very important to me, and it is longstanding, as you mentioned. And we do welcome everyone down. As you mentioned, Record Store, if you want to sell some records, Record Store Day is not the day, but any other day of the year, except Christmas when we're closed, is perfect. And we love buying records and we love talking music. And we have a great selection of jazz and world. And we look forward to seeing you down there.
And Twist and Shout's almost like a museum. All you have to do is walk in and look up at the walls. You will see memorabilia, posters that will take you back in time or enlighten you as to some of the greatness of jazz and blues and rock and roll and every type of music, reggae, a wonderful film and DVD department as well. So it's a complete shopping experience for your music needs. A lot of stuff you can only get at Twist and Shout. So Paul, again, thanks for coming down. Really, really appreciate it. And, you know, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.